Yeah, I think what I can say is that Parliament is, in its entirety, you know, demanding to know what really happened. Was there a lack in intelligence? Was there a lack, you know, in our own security, within our own security networks that then led to our vulnerability to the Westgate attack? So we will be looking forward to hearing why exactly from the Committee on Internal Security and the Committee on Defense and Foreign Relations where the weak link was.
Will some of these cabinet ministers be summoned to come to Parliament as part of the investigations?
Definitely. The cabinet secretary in charge of the interior and government coordination, the cabinet secretary in charge of defense, the intelligence, they have already been summoned to Parliament. So Parliament is determining all those concerns to really tell us what could have gone wrong.
Some people are saying that this is not the time to call for an investigation because the country is in a state of shock and mourning, and that this is just a political motive to undermine the government. What do you say to that?
What we are saying is really we stand in solidarity with those who lost loved ones and wish those who were injured a quick recovery, but all the same, difficult questions must be answered. And we cannot wait for too long. They must be answered now so that we can be able to make the necessary, tighten the necessary loose ends so that we are not exposed to such an attack again. I mean, you can never know. So we can't wait for too long. We have to launch this while mourning with those who are mourning and wishing those who are injured a quick recovery.
If it's believable, the militant group Al-Shabaab has threatened to carry out more attacks on Kenya because of its role in Somalia. Will there be call for security to be improved and coordination to be improved with the international community to fight this terrorism act?
Yes, definitely. You know, we are calling for tighter security. You know, such incidents really do shake up a country, and these are the opportunities usually to even shake up a security system. So it's clearly a wake-up call to all of us.
What do you think parliamentarians want to see, especially with the coordination with the international community or Western countries, to help train the security agencies to better fight terrorism in the country?
Yeah, I think we'd like to see our government, you know, coordinate well with the international community, particularly in this Somali situation, so that we really, because we now know we are not going to be intimidated into withdrawing from Somalia, but at the same time, we are very aware of the risk that we now face, and therefore we are looking forward to greater collaboration between our own security services and international, you know, cooperation. So that we look at. I think the one thing I must also ask the international community that this is not the time for tribal adversaries and anything else that then impacts our economy negatively. I think as, you know, brothers and sisters of the world, and a friendly nation, they should support us at this time and resist from issuing travel adversaries.
What would be your message to Kenyans, especially following this attack and the fact that investigation is being demanded into the bottom of it to find out if there were any security lapses? What would be your message?
I think my message to Kenyans is let's stand together. I think this attack was, you know, meant to shake us and divide us, but let us not give in to the wish of the terrorists. Let's stand strong. Let's stand with our head high and really congratulate our, you know, soldiers, volunteers, and Kenyans in general for standing out in large numbers to assist in any way that they could. So I really would just like to say to Kenyans that, you know, these people are of no religion. These are sources of, you know, blackness, and therefore let us not even be feeling it from religious places, feeling like some religion is in this involved in any way. I think we must not allow ourselves to be divided along racial, religious, or any other ethnic lines.